This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered increased state police patrols of schools after two students were taken into custody February 16th for threatening to bring guns to schools in Cattaraugus County. The calls to schools appeared to be copycat threats after a 19-year-old killed 17 Florida students at a school near Miami on February 14th. Quote, while this morning's incidents have been resolved, the school system and local police departments remain on full alert. Out of an abundance of caution, I am ordering the state police to increase its patrols around schools statewide, end quote, Cuomo said in a statement released February 16th. Local schools are reacting, too. Anthony Taibbi, the superintendent of Cairo-Durham Schools, sent a letter to parents February 16th, quote, reminding our school community that the safety and security of our students and staff will continue to be our top priority, end quote. The letter also shared tips from the National Association of School Psychologists about how parents can talk with children about the school shooting. The Florida shooting was the 18th in 2018 in the United States, more than one every other school day. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Copaic Town Supervisor Jeff Nayer wants to find a cheaper alternative for housing out-of-town dogs abandoned in the town than the Columbia Green Humane Society, SPCA. Instead, he wants to ship the dogs out of the county to the Pine Plains Veterinary Hospital, which charges less. At the February 8th meeting, Nayer's argument was persuasive, as the town board agreed to also contract with the Pine Plains Veterinary Hospital for dog shelter services. On March 8th, Copaic will hold a public hearing on a local law change to be consistent with the Agriculture and Markets Law governing the control, licensing, seizure, impoundment, and redemption of dogs. Brendan J. Lyons reports at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo recently pardoned 39 people for undisclosed crimes they committed as teenagers, but refuses to disclose the names of the pardoned. Quote, the entire point of this program is to give a second chance to people who made a mistake when they were young, but have been leading law-abiding lives for years, if not decades, end quote, said Richard Azzopardi, a Cuomo spokesman. Quote, proactively releasing their identities defeats the purpose, end quote. In 1987, the Prisoners' Rights Project asked Cuomo's father, then-Governor Mario Cuomo, for access to pardon records dating back to 1982. State Supreme Court Justice Lawrence E. Kahn, now a senior U.S. District Judge, said the governor's office was obligated to release detailed information on each pardon or commutation, including the name of the convicted person and the crimes for which they were convicted. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And HudsonValley360.com reports that pastors Osvaldo and Lila Cruz opened a new church, Somos Hijos de un Rey, or Children of the King, February 11th in Catskill. The Christian church is part of the Assemblies of God. Both pastors are from Catskill, and the church is at 169 West Bridge Street. They had been holding services previously in their home. For information, call Pastor Cruz at 518-947-1928. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.